Many considered the train a more civilized way to travel. It's slower than the plane, but also less hectic. However, the train is beginning to lose its relaxation appeal as more people bring on board one especially annoying element from their stressful lives. NPR's Madeline Brand prepared this report.
Tickets out and open, please. Good. Good.
You've got your lunch, your magazine, you kick off your shoes, preparing for a nice, relaxing train ride when... These days, it's hard to get away from cell phones, even on the train. And if you're not the one making the call, it can be pretty annoying listening to someone blabber on about what happened at a meeting, always at a volume pitch just loud enough to make the call impossible to ignore.
It's been pretty high at the top recently in terms of a consistent complaint, the nature of the complaint. This has been right at the top.
Rick Remington is the spokesman for Amtrak. He says the railroad has come up with a solution, quiet cars on some of its metro liners between New York and Washington.
For the convenience of our passengers, we have a quiet car, which is the first coach behind the engine. We please ask that you not use cell phones, computers, video games in this car.
That's right, no cell phones. It's a relief for people like Jetty LaHood, who was sitting in the quiet car for the first time recently.
I find cell phones in general are very irritating because people use them rudely. There's nothing wrong with the cell phones. They're wonderful. But people are just rude. They don't move away from where other people are trying to have a conversation. And they're not talking about, they're talking about what they had for dinner last night.
It all started about a year ago when a group of regular commuters from Philadelphia to Washington on the early morning Metroliner convinced the conductor to create a quiet car. It was such a hit, Amtrak added more. They're on 6 trains now, and spokesman Rick Remington says more are on the way.
It has truly touched a nerve. It's something that's really not limited to trains. It's really a problem in society. And in our part of the world, we're able to do something about it.
We hope you have a pleasant journey.
A lot of cell phone users we talked to at Washington's Union Station like the idea of the quiet car, but maybe not for them. Kevin Santos said being able to use his phone was one reason why he was taking the train instead of the plane.
I work for myself, so my phone is my big link communication.
And do you talk on the phone on the train?
Actually, this is my first time taking this train. Never take the train.
Oh. Will you be using your cell phone today on the train?
I probably will, yes.
Do you ever think maybe you're annoying other people?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
But you don't care?
I just have to tell you, 9 to 5. I don't talk on it after 5. At first, I think it was annoying people, but now that everyone has one, I think that they kind of understand.
You'd be surprised.
You got a lot of bad comments today?
Here, number one complaint at Amtrak, people on the cell phone.
Oh, really?
You're one of them.
It's my first day.
The quiet car is still a bit of a secret. Most people we spoke with knew nothing about it, and those who do are remaining, quiet about it. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Washington.